I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. President-elect Donald Trump returned to the seat of American power Wednesday, visiting both Congress and the White House and laying out his vision as he readies for his second term. President Joe Biden hosted Trump in the Oval Office, where he promised a smooth transfer of power. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
Donald Trump said he would return, and on Wednesday, here he was, back in his old stomping grounds as president-elect. He and President Joe Biden had this lightning-quick exchange in the Oval Office.
Do everything we can to make sure you're accommodated, what you need, and we're going to get a chance to talk about some of that today.
So good.
Welcome.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much. And politics is tough, and it's... many cases, not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today, and I appreciate it very much. A transition that's so smooth, it'll be as smooth as it can get, and I very much appreciate that, Jim.
Earlier Wednesday, Trump visited Congress, where he was welcomed by House Speaker Mike Johnson.
They used to call Bill Clinton the comeback kid. This is the comeback king. He is the king, okay?
Trump has moved fast since his election victory in announcing who he wants to carry out his policies. Notable on that list is South African investor and billionaire Elon Musk. Trump has named him and former Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy to co-lead an entity aimed at cutting federal spending. Historians say the recent happenings in American politics are significant. Jeremy Suri is a history professor at the University of Texas at Austin.
It's also significant because when he left office, as you said, he left under a cloud of controversy, and his election now shows that for the majority of American voters, they wanted him back.
Anita Powell, VOA News,